This is a podcast from the Fitzwilliam Museum, Cambridge.
Hi, I'm Betsy Weisman. I'm curator of Dutch paintings at the National Gallery in London, and I've curated the exhibition Vermeer's Women, Secrets and Silence at the Fitzwilliam Museum. The exhibition is centered around a beautiful painting by the 17th century Dutch painter Johannes Vermeer of The Lace Maker. This painting is on loan from the Musée du Louvre in Paris in exchange for the Fitzwilliam Museum having lent an important painting by Titian, Tarquin and Lucretia, to an exhibition there a few years ago. The Louvre agreed to lend the painting exceptionally to the Fitzwilliam Museum, and I was asked to curate an exhibition around that painting. The painting is an absolutely extraordinary work. It is a beautiful painting of a young woman intently focused on making bobbin lace. She has her head down, and she seems very self-contained, very enclosed within her work. We have no real access to her. She doesn't look at us. She doesn't engage with us. We're excluded from her private world. And it's that aspect of the painting that I really wanted to explore. The exhibition is divided into three sections. In the first, we look at some images in which the women within the paintings engage you, the viewer, in a number of ways. It might be through a glance, a gesture, or a theatrical convention. For example, in a painting by Gerrit Dou of a young woman at her toilet, we see in the very foreground of the painting a heavy curtain that's been drawn aside, just like a stage curtain, so that we're made aware of the division between the real world that we inhabit and the stage scene that's been set up beyond that curtain. And beyond that curtain, we see a beautiful young woman seated at her dressing table. With the help of her maid, she's putting the final touches on her coiffure. What's so intriguing about this painting is the fact that she has her back to us, so she's not really looking at us. But when we look closer at the painting, and Dou's technique is so detailed, so fine, that it draws us in, that we're really encouraged to look that much closer. And when we do, we see that although she has her back turned to us, she's actually catching our eye by means of her reflected image in the mirror. So she's sort of looking at us at second hand, and it's a very coy, almost sexy sort of glance that she draws us in with. In the second section of the exhibition, we look at that boundary between inside and outside of the Dutch home. Now, the Dutch home in the 17th century was almost sacrosanct. In many respects, it was a metaphor for the Dutch nation itself, and its integrity was as strictly defended, as strictly controlled, so that what went on within the home was very private, very calming, and really that haven that you sought at the end of a long day of work. You were so glad to walk through the door into your quiet home. Now, of course, in the 17th century, as now, we take that a little bit loosely. The children might have been running around, making noise. Maybe things weren't absolutely perfect, but in the world of the paintings, they were perfect. And they're really idealized to that extent that they represent what the ideal home was to the 17th century Dutch art lover. In Peter de Hoogh's painting of the courtyard of a house in Delft, painted in 1658, we get a sense of that boundary between the interior and the exterior. The scene is set in the interior courtyard of a Dutch home. Many Dutch homes had just a narrow facing onto the street, but they contained a courtyard, a very private courtyard, further back in the property. And that's what we see represented here. We see a maid leading a child by a hand. And then to the left of that, we see a woman, probably the wife and mother of the home, standing in a darkened corridor, looking out towards the outside, towards the street. She's seen from behind, so we can't really see her face. We don't know what she might be thinking, but she's poised at the threshold, that boundary between interior and exterior. And we just imagine her contemplating the world outside. I think that encourages us to think about that division between inside and outside. The final section of the exhibition explores that mysterious interior world of the Dutch home. It's important to remember that most visitors to the Dutch home would never have gotten past that front entryway, that what went on beyond that would have remained hidden and secret and private and shared only among intimate family members and perhaps close friends. So there's an inherent element of secrecy in many of these paintings. I think one of the most secretive and enigmatic paintings in the exhibition is a small work by the very little known artist Jacobus Vrel. This is a painting of a woman at a window. We see her again from behind. She's looking out of a window and waving at what appears to be the almost ghostly image of a young girl on the other side of a window. There's absolutely no clue in the painting to tell us what this might be about, what might be going on. There's a bit of light up at the top of the window, and we have no idea whether that's reflected light or light coming from the other side. It's a very mysterious and ambiguous and thought-provoking image. In this final section of the exhibition, there are two paintings by Vermeer. One of them is from the Queen's collection. It's of a lady playing the virginal and a gentleman singing. It's called The Music Lesson. In the 17th century, music was one of the more acceptable ways of interaction and perhaps a little bit of courtship between a man and a woman. In this painting of a woman, the virginal, we have to traverse a long expanse of beautifully marble-tiled floor in order to reach that couple at the very back of the room. And that in itself adds an element of privacy and secrecy, and just a sense that we're intruding on their private interaction. Again, we see the woman from behind, so we can't really tell what she's thinking or what she might be feeling towards the man standing next to her. The final painting in the exhibition is, of course, Vermeer's Lacemaker. And we see it across the room, despite the fact that it's a tiny picture. You almost want to hold it in your hands. It draws you in. You're really compelled across the room to come close to it. And when you get close to it, you realize that it still maintains an element of secrecy. The woman has her head down. She doesn't look at us. She almost refuses to look at us and create that element of engagement. Vermeer's painting technique at first seems very detailed, very precise, almost photographic. But when we get close to it, we realize that it's almost abstract in many ways. The woman's face is composed of almost geometric planes. In the foreground at the left-hand side, we see her sewing cushion, a padded sort of clamshell operation on a table. From the crack in the center of the pillow, some threads spill out. And when you look at those threads close up, they dissolve into this absolutely breathtaking abstraction of paint. They're dribbles of paint as free and as impressionistic and as energetic as anything that Jackson Pollock might have done. It's just so exquisite. And that painting is really the treasure at the heart of this domestic world.